AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway. Radio and Moneyline on a Monday afternoon. The hot takes certainly are flying, and they will continue to fly. Because as I teased, we'll get to that in a minute. Like, enough Eagles. Enough with the Eagles. I'm almost ready to lose my fandom over the Eagles from what I keep hearing here. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to take a look at JP's points, rebounds, and assists tonight. Coming from the Nuggets-Lakers game, Jokic is at 50.5, clear away above everybody else. The next two competitors, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, both tied at 42.5. Jamal Murray, 37.5. I got my guy. Who you got, K-Dub? I got him.
Yeah, it's LeBron. He's going with LeBron. LeBron, game four, not going to lose. Nope. He's going to do a little bit of everything. He's going with LeBron.
I'm going Austin Reeves, 26.5. Come on now, JP. This guy's steaming right now. I saw my guy. I'm taking the shot. Who is it going to be, JP?
If LeBron doesn't want to lose, he better give the ball to Anthony Davis 100 times.
Oh, wow.
How's a good bait and switch? Oh, I was about to come out here.
JP goes here, Anthony Davis.
It's a good bet.
I'm telling you tonight, like, I am LeBron'd up. Not because they can win the series anymore, because now, like, it's pretty much foregone conclusion. But I just, the usage rate's going to be there, and I think he will be there too. Because nothing that Twitter would love more than LeBron James, like, the towel over his head in the third quarter. He's done for the night because they're down 33. I can't see it. I can't see it happening, even though, to be honest, I wouldn't mind that happening because that'd be a great day for a show tomorrow. But having said that, I think LeBron does have a big night tonight.
Someone said to me, like, oh, like, wouldn't that be tough? Like, if they force another game and then you're not there to, like, talk about the win. And I'm like, it'd actually be a lot tougher if the series is over. And by the time I get back on Thursday, it's a completely old and irrelevant story.
Can't talk about him anymore.
But if you don't think we're getting a full Thursday breakdown, though, on what was and what is, I mean, come on now. Stop that.
We got a whole week before NBA playoffs resume with both of these teams. Just come back. Is LeBron better than Jordan Day?
What would be the beef if everything is over anyway with me coming back Thursday and pretending like it's Tuesday morning? Yes. I don't see any issues with it. Come on now.
LeBron's legacy, 7-7, first topic.
Yeah, and then Donnie, Jokic's legacy segment 3.
Exactly.
And then AD's legacy segment 4. I mean, it's a big show.
Yeah, it is. Big show. All right. Now, we got JP's pick out of the way. Now, hear me out on this, K-Dub. You know I love the Eagles. I think Jeff Lurie is a good owner. I think Howie Roseman has his misgivings at times, but overall, a very good general manager. They win. They got a fun team. They look like they're going to be really good again this year. But the buck stops here, Eagles. Stop pushing 4th-and-15 and 4th-and-20 instead of an onside kick. The Mickey Mouse-ness of that rule and the fact that my team every year is trying to push that across the goal line is hurting me because it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life that actually rewards ridiculousness. As if you're on a mini golf course trying to put, why don't you just put, Kevin, Bring the 19th hole. You know, you go to the 19th hole. It's a giant clown. You got to shoot the ball into his mouth, and you get a free round if you do that. You might as well do that in the NFL. Like, hey, you know what? Ooh, look at this. You're down four. All right, bring the clown mouth out, shoot it into his mouth, and get the football back. What are we doing? Why are we doing this, Kevin? And why are the Eagles, who are a very good franchise and seemingly smart, continue to try to pound this as we're going to give the team that stunk the whole game extra chances to get the football back? Why do we do this?
Yeah, I agree. I don't like it at all. I don't know who's like, oh, but you know what? Man, that onside kick, it's really, really impossible. We need to make it like way more likely that you get the ball back. And it's like, no! The point is it's supposed to be impossible.
Yes.
But DRS, is this thing really making headway? It seems like they keep throwing it out there, but it's
they keep
something
tabling
to talk
it.
About. But
yeah, they're not voting
not
it down.
The right answer, right?
They're just tabling it because, and here's why I think it has legs. Not because the random fans think it'd be cool to have onside kicks. As a handicapper and a gambler, and just a fan is, it's like, wait a second, we have 14 points. This other team has got 2 4th and 15s, whatever, back-to-back. Now we lost the game? It's not even the game of football at this point. It's why I get so mad at the NBA. Like, hey, call timeout. We're down. We just let up the game-winning shot. But you know what? If we have a timeout left, we get a game-winning shot. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But it's even worse in the NFL because you had a rule in place a couple years ago with a legitimate onside kick that everybody was fine with, and it was part of the game. Now you're even taking the kick out of it where you can just have some random play. And get me on this, right? Okay, one team's down. 10 points with 40 seconds to go. They score a touchdown, get the extra point. Now they're down three. Fourth and 15 or fourth and 20. Oh, look at this. Illegal contact, 5-yard penalty, meaningless. Other team keeps the drive. They go down and get the field goal to force overtime. Stanley, what are we doing here? It's not fair to the team that has played well, and it's a Mickey Mouse way of saying, oh, we can add intrigue and how great. It's not going to be great. It's dumb in the fair in competitive fairness. It's the stupidest rule I've ever read about.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't happen, right? I mean, we talk about it. Look, I appreciate, you know, trying to get creative and innovative in spots, and it's good to, you know, see if you can maybe push some boundaries. But this is a whiff. This is a whiff, no doubt about it. And again, I mean, DR, think about the gambler. Like, good luck trying to figure out what you want to do there when you've got, you know, 4th and 15. It's going to really throw things off total-wise, a whole bunch of stuff. Spreads, it really will mess things up.
Everything. Like, if you don't get it, the other team gets the ball on the 20-yard line. I mean, what is this? Like, you can have a stone-cold under and get, like, you know, 16 points in the final 3 minutes because the other team kept on trying to go for it and just handed the other team the football on the 20-yard line or whatever it would be. It's nonsensical. It's not needed, and I understand you're trying to limit concussions, and this might be a way to do it. Ridiculousness. It should never have it, and the fact that my Philadelphia Eagles have proposed this, ridiculous. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of here. NBA action tonight. If that's what you want to call it, people. These two series look like they are dead on arrival, but the Lakers are favored.
Oh,
could be a last stand tonight for LeBron James. A total of 224. Does Jokic just seem, and this morning, Kevin, we talked about how this game is going to go. You might be able to shut this game off after the first quarter. If the Nuggets have like a 5-plus point lead, I think you might be able to just go to bed early because it's a wrap. I don't expect it. Mm-hmm. I think the Lakers will have the lead at the end of the first quarter. But we've seen some crazier things go, hey, you know what? They can't do this or that. Yeah, they couldn't lose the first quarter by double digits in the last game either. Yet they did, the Los Angeles Lakers. So if I'm looking at this game objectively, I think they win. Miserable. I do. I really think they win.
No, I was just going to say, though, kind of on the point you're making, it is incredible that it's like, well, look, the Lakers better hope this doesn't come down to crunch time because there's no way the team with LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to be able to get the stops necessary and also get the baskets necessary to win this game. The notion that the Lakers are going to have to run this team out of the gym is kind of the way it feels, right? Because you've had three close ones and they've all gone Denver's direction.
Ooh, we got some. Oh, by the way, I didn't read through them yet. I just saw the prices. Plus 100 for an odds boost, and plus 120 for an odds boost.
Those are usually good.
Yep,
those are usually
good. All right, let's go over them here. Number one, Nikola Jokic, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James, 20 points or more, plus 100.
I think that's good. I think I can do
it's
that.
It should be good. Like, who lets you down in this game? Is it Anthony Davis with 9 and the Lakers lose? Like, that's what it feels like to me. If there's one guy that doesn't get to 20, it's Anthony Davis. Not because he can't have a 40-point game like game one, but don't you feel like the clunker would come from him? Like, Jokic, you get like 14, doesn't seem right.
No, I would say it would be AD in a Laker loss, or it would be like LeBron in a Laker win. And it's just because like things were going so well, LeBron just didn't need to do a darn thing. But even that would still be surprising. That should be good to go.
Now let me check this one out here, Kevin, because this one looks good on the surface, but I feel like it's a bet just on one guy. It's Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and Austin Reeves each to make two or more three-point shots, plus 120. Does it feel like just an Austin Reeves bet? That's what it feels like.
I mean, that's your guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you just take him by himself? Like, I know it's not plus 120, no, see, obviously.
Can I tell you what I don't like about that, though? Is that Murray and Porter Jr., this is going to sound a little backwards, but bear with me, people.
Mm-hmm.
They have hit that in every single game so far this series.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're here for another game in Los Angeles. And Porter Jr. has actually been a little bit better on the road. Reeves, looks like the guy you worry about.
Tonight. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't it make sense logically, DRS, that one of the Nuggets guys in a road loss would let you down? Wouldn't that be the idea? But they have such good volume right now.
Yeah, let's see. Let's go Jamal Murray over 3.5. Austin Reeves over 2.5. And where is Michael Porter Jr.? Like, that's a 578 parlay. But again, it's way higher than just making two apiece. But I actually was getting the vibe because Austin Reeves' numbers have just been shot into the stratosphere over the past like week and a half on what you used to be able to get on him. Because when I saw that, I'm like, you know, it probably should be 1.5 at minus 120 on Austin Reeves, but it's 2.5, which means he has to make 3. Now, if you ask me now, do you think he can make 3? Of course I do. Yes, of course I do. But even the 3, if you wanted to bet it straight, I think it does make some sense. Like, he's ingrained into that offense where he's used to it. And I remember when I started picking up on the train going, man, every single night he hits a three-point shot. Like, why can't you just include him? Well, granted, now, you can't just include him and make 1 because he's priced like he needs to make 3 now at this point, and I still believe in the guy.
Yeah, as you should. Austin, the last time Austin Reeves had a bad game was, well, the time I bet him to go over 14.5 points. He's been incredible every game since. I mean, shout out to the dog. Look, for me, DRS, I actually think both of those boosts might just be worth it. I know we say this all the time, and it never works this way, but my goodness, how do you lose both, right? I mean, it should just be one of those nights. Great chance.
Terrible nights both. All the way around, and you should be in it the entire four quarters. Like, at no point do I think that you're entering into the fourth quarter with LeBron with 7. Or Jokic with 7, or AD with 11. It's like, man, he needs 9 points in the final quarter to get this. It feels like you're going into the fourth quarter. LeBron's got 21, Jokic has 19, and Anthony Davis has 17. Like, that's like a worst-case scenario.
Right. And the point I was going to make, though, is as much as it's not the position you want to be in, if one of those guys does need 11 points, right, mm-hmm. in the fourth, that's not an outrageous ask. You'd rather it not be the case, but it's not insane. What do you think of the DK one? Jokic for 20, Murray for 3 threes plus 100. They're going plus 100s across these books tonight.
Yeah, I like that. I think that makes some sense.
I don't want to climb that ladder too much on those Murray triples.
Like, go 5 spot out here. Like, there's got to be some hidden.
He's got a bad
hidden
game in him.
Yeah, do we have any hidden gems here? Because I went with the 14-14 club on Saturday and ended up losing because Jokic got in foul trouble. But Anthony Davis had 18 rebounds. I thought I might have had a legitimate chance to drill that.
Yeah, but and I understand. Look, AD obviously did great. But you are talking about Jokic getting 14 assists like it's a simple occurrence.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Like, it should be like 14 rebounds. Like, it's, come on, man.
Yeah.
He plays that whole game, he gets
that.
Neither
one of those are simple.
No, it's close to 10 to 1. Like, it wasn't a plus 120 out there.
That's what I'm saying. No, I know, but I'm like, he was in foul trouble. He finished with 8, Donnie. Like, that's a good bit away from the assist marker that you need.
Yeah, but he could have had a couple pop-out threes there. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, he's got 11, and he's cruising into the fourth quarter. That's what I just felt bad. I thought I got cheated on it. I really did. Because Anthony Davis was a monster right away. I just think I got cheated on the Jokic props. And also, I believe there was a triple-double prop, like Nuggets to win and plus 170, which, again, is so crazy. Like, hey, get a triple-double. But by the way, I think both guys get triple-doubles tonight, Jokic and LeBron James.
The LeBron thing is unbelievable. We talked about that before the series of, man, do you just bet LeBron every game to get a triple-double and know that he'll get it once? Because the opening number on the series was about a 16-1 number. And he is virtually averaging a triple-double despite never recording a triple-double in this series. It's unbelievable.
It is. And I think he has a legitimate chance to get that tonight. He's at a plus 480 now on FanDuel.
Look at
to
how
get
far
that.
That's dropped, and you've not had a winning wager on it yet. Like, that's unbelievable.
Like, if you wanted to say, like, of all the, and again, you can't go back and just play because he almost had triple doubles. But if you would have said to me, like, well, what game would you feel most comfortable with LeBron getting a triple double? I'd say in a closeout for the Lakers or against the Lakers, where it's like, hey, coach,
I got to
play an extra 4 to 5 minutes in this game. I'm going to be extra, you know, excited, or should I say, you know, energetic is the best word, on defense, which means I'm going for rebounds. On offense, I'm making sure everybody gets in the mold, and yes, I'm going to be driving to the basket and getting my own. I mean, heck, LeBron, you want to hit a three-point shot sooner or later, and, like, let it roll out here. But how does that lose? I think it loses, like, with a 27-11-8 night again, where you're right in that thing. And I think he can chase it down. I think 460 is a decent price on a triple-double tonight. I do.
I
where's he at on other books, just, by the way? Because I couldn't find.
I can check that.
I thought I was looking for DK,
but
I couldn't
find it. You know how it goes, DRS, where sometimes, like, I'm kind of a prisoner to the fact that I know that that number was, like, 16-1 in game number one of the series.
Yes.
Was and it just that high? How, yeah, it was.
Wow.
Let's look here. LeBron triple double.
Like, that's crazy.
375 BetMGM, 410 on DraftKings, 345 Caesars, 4-1 BetRivers, 4-1 points bet.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
The plus 460 is by far the best number.
Yes. I think it makes some sense. How about these Maltese
Jokic parlays? Plus 100s are out there.
All right, let's go up. Let's take a look at up the ladder stuff here. Popular parlays here. LeBron James and Nikola Jokic to drop 70 combined tonight. 9-1.
Oh, all right. We're doing this. Hold on. Let me
because I don't feel like I like the points options, Kevin. I feel like I love, like, the assists and the rebound
obsessed
options.
Obsessed with the assists.
Yes. Like Nikola Jokic here to drop, what? What is it, 34 him in AD? Get close to that just about every single game. I think something can be done here. I think we can make it happen. Let's run it up the flagpole coming back here on Moneyline on a Monday. Donnie and Kevin will be
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of here now. We're number two on a Monday afternoon, right here on Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network. It's Sonny and Kevin here. The phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. Let's get right to them there. Chris in Austin is calling on a Monday. We're ready to go, Chris. What do you have today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Rightside and Mr. Walsh, man.
There you go.
I've enjoyed you guys' conversation. Quick, two quick points. I Kev, I agree with you on the Carmelo thing. It'd be different if Ben Roethlisberger had his job taken, dude. That's not what happened. The dude is as selfish as he pretty much that passive-aggressive. He was passive-aggressive when he played. Donnie, I think you're right, man. I was watching the PGA because, of course, I had a plus 800 Brooks Koepka ticket. They paid me $900. But, yeah, we hit that. I said, man, why are they showing this guy? And I'm not a golfer. But I kind of agree with you, dude. It was like, he knows where the cameras are. Yeah, man. I was like, okay. He hit the hole in one. All right. And you could tell he was soaking it up, which, hey, Donnie, if we were in the same position, would we have been doing the same thing? I'm not a big – I don't need a lot of pats on the back guy, but, you know.
Neither do I.
But, hey, man, I was thinking, I said, Saturday before the Laker-Nugget game, I said, man, I got six, Donnie Kev. I said, oh, I got to take six because I wasn't going to bet the game. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to bet the Lakers because I don't like the Lakers,
yeah,
and I'm not a big LeBron fan. Well, I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm not a big LeBron. So I said, well, you know, the six, man. And then the plus 200 was sitting there. I was like, no, the Lakers are going to win tonight. They just may not win by six. And lo and behold, man, that Murray run in the first half was like, it was the Michael Jordan around, oh boy, in the Portland series in 92, the 92-93 season, I think it is. Yeah, and when he kind of did his own, I was like, wow, Murray is really doing it. And then they say, well, Jokic had a slow first half, but that's the quality of that team. In the fourth quarter, Jokic say, oh, it's my turn. Oh, it's my turn to score. And what, he had like 16 in the fourth quarter. That's a good team, man. And yesterday, there was no way you could take the Heat. It went from 130 to 155, Donnie, Kev. I'm like, are they just trying to give us some money here? I said, you know what? I sure will take you. And you guys have really helped. It's like you guys say, it's smarter to be on the grid. You know I'm not a big prop guy. But the props tonight seem really, really sharp. Did you see they've got LeBron James at over 1.5 at plus at my under plus 135. I think I'm going to take the under. I think I'm going to take the under.
No triples.
And go that he'll hit one. Yeah, no, 1.5. He has to hit two.
Yep.
Well, I think it's a dead under. And on the baseball, man, I like Minnesota tonight. They went from 150 to 145. That's a good play. And here's a sneaky one for you. The Cincinnati Reds. Hey, you take that under.
India
it
time.
Went to 10.
Yep.
That was like the Mets game last night. It went from 7.5 to 7, even money. I got that one too, right? And I had the Mets minus 140. But I'm thinking. Oh, and then I like Carolina and I like that under tonight. And I'm on the Twins. What's my other one? I kind of like the Rangers.
Any Rangers action down there? Smoking the Pirates.
Of course. They're going to – Ortiz, absolutely. Kidd, and Dunning. Come on, man. Yeah, and it's cheap at 133. At 133.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your parlay right there. The Twins.
Stimulus money.
The Rangers. The under 9.5 in Cincinnati. And the Carolina Hurricanes under 5.5. Make your money.
I like it.
I love you guys. Stay
there
safe.
It is. There it is. Chris checking in on a Monday right here. And the thing I like the best about that, that's not two callers that backed me here on the block situation. So
I'm feeling good. Stop. Stop.
I'm feeling good.
Stop.
2-0, baby. Come on now.
You are a
2-0.
You are a
2-0.
You are jail. No, you're not 2-0. You're not 2-0. We got one caller, pro DRS, one out. So here's the deal. People need to bang the phone line and let us know. Are you excited about the raucous ovation that everybody's new favorite golfer got? Come on.
Exactly. Here's the phone lines. 844-843-6879 if you agree. 844-843-6878 if you disagree. That's topic. Was that go to another XM channel? Who's that go to? You drop an 8 on that end there. I mean, where are you going?
I just almost said
Ben Stevens? Like, where are you going here? Whose house are you going to?
Oh,
man, if I handed out your cell phone right there instead, it would be tremendous. Oh, but it hit so hard. And you'd have been like, hey, JP, erase that. And he'd have been like, erase what? Perfect. Exactly.
I don't understand the problem, sir. I don't understand the problem.
So I'm enjoying this market tonight. Popular parlays here. Which, you know, I lost my 14-14 club, did go down, but again, felt like I was on the right side of that one, just got a little bit of bad breaks. So tonight, where can we come back at? Because I told you, I don't like the points. Like, I'm not interested in the points. I actually like the assist market, and I also like the rebound market. But I don't feel like I'm getting enough bang for my buck here in the assist market. It looks like the highest assist number they have is, 22 between LeBron and Nikola? I think it makes sense, though, 250, Kevin. Like, I think both of those guys are assisting today.
Yeah, don't mind it at all. Don't mind it at all. I think the rebounds numbers, though, always catch my attention. What's the LeBron and AD rebound number? Hold on a minute now.
There was LeBron and AD?
24 rebounds plus 130. I like that.
Yeah, because you can factor on LeBron for at least eight. And eight, look, it's crazy because a lot of times your eyes usually go to eight, but like 10 is a good rebound night, but not for some of these guys, man. Like Jokic and Anthony Davis are like, I get 10 at the break. What are you kidding me? Exactly. 10 for a game.
No, that's what they do.
Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Jordan from Phoenix, he's calling in. He's ready to go today. Lake Show on deck. What's up?
What's good, fellas? Donnie, you know the drill. Shout you out, my guy. Yes. Friday, I went and picked up that cigar. We were lighting that by the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah.
So,
told you.
So let's go. Rangers, they've been on a roll, though, you guys. I don't know. I mean, like, their team total, if it's been like 5.5, I think all series this weekend they covered. They were going off. Crazy. Rangers just been smoking recently.
They have.
And then let me get you to know, Philly, here we go. You Philly fans, me Niners, I'm sure you guys seen the rules. Now they passed the rule for a quarterback with no taking up no roster spot. You know, I'm just over here laughing, you know. But it's all fun and games. I got respect for all your guys' teams in football, you know. It's going to be a fun year. And then tonight, what's K-Dub? I know you're a big Braun fan. Is he what's going to happen tonight? Lakers going home, or are they going to take it?
Look, I think they'll step up here, but obviously I thought that in game number one and game number two and in game number three. So it's not like it's the most confident I've ever been in a situation, man. It's been a tough – look, it's one of those things. I texted somebody about this the other day. I don't even know who I'm angry at. Like at D'Angelo Russell, but, like, that doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
It's just been outplayed. Yeah. It's been outplayed.
It's been crazy. You guys know the drill, though. I appreciate you taking my phone call. Such base. Hey, KW and the coach's show on the weekend, man. I mean, I'm on West Coast time. I just got to say, I wake up at like 6 on my days off, and it's by 7. I get that thing rolling. And then, Donnie, you know the drill. I hit you up Twitter every time, hype you up. You guys are the man. Best show on the grid. I appreciate you taking my call and talking to me all the time. Have a good one.
There we go. Jordan from Phoenix checking in today, and hopefully we got to keep the NBA going. Can we just get a little? Could we petition the NBA that maybe change it to a 9-game series on both ends?
Yeah. Hold on, actually, you know what? Now that you just said that, can we just do this quickly?
Go.
Can we do this quickly?
What?
All of the people that say that the NBA is rigged, they have to delete their Twitters now, right? Right, Donnie? Like, not only did the NBA not guarantee Celtics-Lakers, it's 3-0 the other direction in both series, and the NBA is about to be off for basically 2 weeks. Please?
Why haven't I heard Scott Foster in the past couple of days? There's probably a chance that he actually reffed in one of these games where the teams that we LeBron didn't think were
up.
Going to win. Yeah.
Did you see LeBron that or not?
No, huh? What? No.
Yeah, LeBron beat him up. LeBron's on a fast break and bumped into Scott Foster, and then he basically bit down on his whistle. He was like bleeding out of his mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, they had Scott Foster mic'd up, and he was like, oh, my bad. And Austin Reeves was standing there. Austin Reeves, like, I think you got to check up Bron. He's like, he's been waiting to do that to me for 25 years, is what Scott Foster said, which was an interesting take.
Uh-huh. By the way, did you watch, I keep seeing it go around Twitter, Jimmy Butler saying the Celtics are buns? That's a good one.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's pretty good.
They're buns. I mean, they're sweet. Yeah, I mean, you could say it many ways, but it all is true. The one thing that is incredible is the quote that I just saw.
What's that?
I mean, sometimes these guys don't know when to quit. Malcolm Brogdon. And maybe this is actually just throwing Joe Mazzulla under the bus. Did you see the Brogdon quote?
No, give me it.
This is a quote from good old Malcolm B.
Is this a real quote or your quote?
This is hold on. You know what? Because I've been caught a couple times by Porch Sports. Remember when what was it, Donnie? The Nick Castellanos said that Jacob DeGrom is a bum and is going to get injured or something.
It is good. Yes.
I was like, man, Blastianos is giving him.
And the voice of reason going, look, I don't know where you got that from, but that doesn't sound like a new player would say that. And he didn't, but I wish he actually did say it. But yeah.
It was like, I think it was like, man, well, we're not really worried about playing DeGrom because they don't give him run support.
Yes.
Like, this is incredible.
Uh huh. It was good.
But it was believable. Castellanos was out there and had a fan basically tell Manfred to kick rocks. Malcolm Brogdon's quote, Donnie, is, "We still believe we are the better team."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all right, man. All right,
just
man.
Feeds right in the heat, just loving Correct. This, man. Because you watch the whole body language the whole way.
We're
and even Spo, yeah, look, even Spo was in it, quote unquote, basically said, if I coach the Celtics, we'd be up 3-0 right now at this point. So watch out for Coach Spo. He's dangerous in the post-game press conferences. We'll be right back on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Big schedule tonight, by the way, also in Major League Baseball. A couple decent outlets here. But again, the NBA is going to take center stage tonight because I do think it's a fun series to wager on. And it's nice to have it back here on a Monday to get after. I don't know. The two odds boosts look good, but I haven't made that decision. Like, you know, sometimes you get the odds boost, Kevin's like, okay, you know what? As we're talking about it, I'm firing away on that. I do think they're legitimate here, but as it goes, like, it's three people involved. And I know we're not. I'm not even going to go down this wall. If one guy gets injured, like, no. But we've seen it before. Jokic with 38. Davis with 29. LeBron with 19 or something. Yeah, it always seems to go that way with three guys. Like, if this was just two guys, it was like, hey, Jokic and LeBron to get 20 apiece plus 100. But, man, roll over. But three sometimes is a little bit crowded. But, again, I would be shocked at the final box score to see one of these guys in the teens. I really would be.
No, I actually am in full agreement here. Usually I can, like, talk myself out of these, I think, sometimes more mm-hmm. than in. But there's no reason for this to not come in here tonight. There's really not. And you know, you're the Lakers, DRS. We know, going into game sevens, right? Steph Curry, different things. We expected huge minutes, huge workloads.
Yeah.
For the Lakers, you can't be going out there playing LeBron 37 minutes, playing Anthony Davis for even 41 minutes, right? I mean, you're going to be flirting with 45 minutes, I'd say, at the minimum for those guys, unless you get into a blowout-type situation, which would be the only worry. Which would be the only worry, is that on either end of it, is that you get one team to not show up. But that would be surprising to me for both of these basketball teams.
Now, here's what I need to say. Sometimes coaches do like a, and it's not a pregame press conference, like almost like, you know, they're have a shoot around, let's just say in LA, and Michael Malone's just sitting in row one, and the reporters come around, they ask him a couple mm-hmm. questions. I need somebody to read this tweet to him and say, how is this going to affect you with making your adjustments? Because it's a Woj tweet. Mm. Mo Bamba, left ankle, is expected to be yes. cleared for a return tonight in games 4 or 5, sources tell. And Woj puts this one out here. Bamba, who missed 9 straight games, including tonight, he's going to play. What that kind of quote is that? Could offer an option for some limited minutes on Nikola Jokic. So, you know, he gets a little bit uppity there. And by the way, Obama's coming back tonight. How are you going to make that adjustment, Coach? Yeah. And I would love to hear his opinion.
I think his opinion would be, thank goodness we've been waiting to pick on that guy. Hopefully they put him in early. I mean, right? Like, is that the kind of vibe that we're getting from? You know what's the best part, though, again, about Michael Malone getting so angry about the Rui Hachimura praise, DRS? Mm-hmm. Is it inarguably worked? Jokic's mm-hmm. scoring between the Phoenix series and game number one in the first three quarters and how the Lakers approached guarding him looked like not just, you know, the best player in the league. Oh, he's also the best scorer now? Like, what's going on here? He was unstoppable, and he's since been held in check. Relative, of course, right? But he has since mm-hmm. been held in check.
Yes, and how is that going to play into tonight? Because I do think he gets a triple-double. But is it one of those where he's just like, you know what, I'm going for 51 tonight, just like I did in on the road against Phoenix? Like, who is tonight's night? When you wake up tomorrow morning, like, and I know you're going to watch the game, so I'm not saying, like, you're going to wake up and see this, but what is on the back page of the sporting news, right? Like, what is it? LeBron stinks. Jokic dominates. K-Dub fell asleep early, missed the end of the Lakers game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When you tune in to the early line, I had no idea who won that game. What are we going to talk about?
You got to just love the image that you wake up in the morning, a little bit of coffee, and you open the back page of the paper and go, whoa! Big game, Austin Reeves. That's what I'm saying. Listen, I know that this is just like such a layup reply, but the answer is it needs to be LeBron and Anthony Davis, Donnie. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be the both of them. They have yet to be the best duo in any of these games. That cannot continue. They've been outplayed in all three games by Jokic and Murray.
Interesting. All right, let's get to the phone lines here because we're waiting on an opinion. Maybe a 12-1, maybe a 15-1, maybe a 20-1. Phone lines are hot, 844-843-6879. Why? Because the X-Man is calling us here on a Monday on Moneyline. What's good, X-Man?
There he goes.
He's ready.
21-1. That's what it is, 21-1.
Can you do something?
Go. Go.
We got two RBIs, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Both to get an RBI.
Juniors.
The Florida Panthers in regulation. Anthony Davis, over 42.5 points, rebounds, and assists around with JP.
Woo.
It's 21-1.
Man, I thought he was going to hit me with a Vinny Jr. in there to score a goal today or something like that. Keep all the juniors in there, K-Dub. I mean, my goodness.
Come on now. There's got to be.
Riding.
Yeah, but there's got to be juice.
There's got to be a limit.
Is he back in the Kachuk? I mean, what's the story there?
No. Or wait, yes, he would be back in Kachuk tonight. Yes.
He's always on the ice. Listen, he's got a back of Chuck. By the way, I don't know if X-Men still have more to deliver there, but and I know that you're going to say you don't care, but I don't care because I'm going to still bring it up. The New York Liberty are supposed to obviously be right there with the Vegas Aces in terms of, like, the best team.
Uh-huh.
And they went out there, and they were terrible in their first game, the Liberty.
Uh-oh.
They got, you know, absolutely dominated.
Really?
So game number two, yeah. Game number two, Donnie, Breonna Stewart, 45 points in three quarters. I was like, yeah, don't worry. That won't happen again, folks. I was like, oh, my goodness.
By the way, also.
Yeah.
That same game, Kevin, was it true? Did I hear something like the Indiana, wherever the Fever are, they haven't won a game like whatever amount of time? Because I don't follow the WNBA, but that's what I got out of that. Like, they basically lost like 20 straight games. Is that what happened? I mean, in any amount of time. You know what I mean?
The detail there is so...
But that's what I heard. Like, I'm just watching some highlights here. You know what I mean? They haven't won a game in some time.
Come on, man.
You're supposed to be able to back me up with these stats, man. JP, what's the stat on that, man? Get on it.
I want to stop laughing. Oh, hold on. I am going to look this up. Let me see.
Fever loss.
Hold on. I mean,
they haven't won in quite some time. Oh, wait. Yes. Oh, to the Liberty. Goodness. Look at that. They lost for 20 straight times to the Liberty. Yeah.
That's what it was. No, I don't know if it was, Donnie. Honestly, I think that was their 20th consecutive loss dating back to last
year. Wow! So on a Fever job,
Donnie, they were 5-13.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Donnie, wow. They were 5-13 last year and finished the season 5-31.
Oh, my goodness. They lost 20 straight games, man. That's like the Sixers used to try to do that a couple years ago. So I was right. It's been some time.
No, listen. You were all over it, man. You were all over it. And Don, only I think, just looking here, 4 out of those games, single digits.
Wow.
I mean, that is just embarrassing. That is just.
So what are they this year then? How many games did they play so far?
Just
they two games.
They lost 18 straight games last season to end things out there, and get themselves in the.
They got the
Boston sweeps.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. How's she doing though? Any updates on the lead?
9
Boston.
Rebounds in game one. The scoring has not been overly explosive. Let's see. 15 points in each of the first two games.
That's not bad for Rook. Out of the break there. Up with the pros.
Yeah.
Do we expect more out of the girls as rookies than the guys, like the top picks, or no? Probably about the same?
You expect way more. Way more. Mm. Way more. Because Aaliyah Boston, to what would be my understanding, DRS would enter the WNBA as probably like one of the 20 best players in the league. You know what I mean? Like
right
elite players. Yeah, like it's way different. You know, you think about your Breonna Stewart, Ionescu's, right? Like Maya Moore came into the league and was just like ripping off, the NBA, the WNBA finals every year with MVPs and what have you. So, no, I think it's a little different there in that respect.
What about Paige Buckets next year? Ramping it up?
I don't know how that's going to. I know that that is going to be interesting, though, because she was basically Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
But injuries have just completely derailed everything for her. But
are people tanking for a Caitlin Clark?
You would imagine so, right? I mean, you think they could just build like an Iowa expansion team?
Yes, I think it'd be smart. I think it'd be smart. Yep, and you just have regional drafts. Yes, like, hey, if they're from Iowa or they went there, they automatically got to go. Like they used to do back in the professional sports. Regional guys stay home. Yeah. Keep it up here. By the way, can I interest you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to switch it up.
Go for it. Yeah.
Nuggets, Lakers. Can I interest you this?
Uh-oh.
Series spread.
Oh, no.
Lakers getting 2.5 games plus 360.
Yes. Yes. I actually think that's not bad.
How about that?
Because their money line is going to be much shorter than that in a potential game five, obviously favored here in today's game. I don't mind that at all. I think that's. Where is that? I don't think they have series spreads on
series spread.
Oh, they've opened them up since.
The Western Conference, because it was funny, because I was trying to look for a couple things earlier today. They actually had more on the Eastern Conference, I guess, because it was done, I guess. But they had nothing up this morning other than Finals MVP and, like, one other thing. But it looks like they opened up a couple things here. And one of them is series spread listed at 2.5. Jamal Murray top point score, -700 right now.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that. This is just my own personal worry as somebody that has the Murray ticket already placed in at a like 6-1 ticket. I'm trying to get up the exact amount that he's up on the field here, and you tell me if you think it's a double.
I wish it was in there.
He's at 105.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know exactly. Yes.
Why don't they do that? They do it sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it would be helpful, but nevertheless, look, so Jamal is up on Jokic by 24 points. He's up on Anthony Davis by 19 points. LeBron is, you know, is too far back to even, I think, be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, is that a done deal, how you look at it there?
Yeah.
Could AD make a 19-point comeback? You would think no, right?
I don't think so, because if we're being honest, I think it's going to end in two games. They'll play tonight, go back to Denver, and Denver will probably end it. That's a big turn-up for Anthony Davis to overcome, because you're also taking a look at two games for Jamal Murray. Like, what's his floor right now? 24 points? So what's AD's ceiling? 40 points? Let's just say they go in that final game and say, Kevin, you got one bet to make. Jamal Murray versus Anthony Davis in Denver. We know where we're going. Jamal Murray. He's going to shoot 28 times.
That's true. You know what's crazy, though? And this is what I think Jokic is still the guy I worry about. Because we've seen him have these monster games on the road. I don't know. It's one of those things. I think I just have to let it ride. The guy's -700, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't be. Because I'm an ultimate hedger, but that would be like, hey, by the way, Jamal Murray, I got a great price. He's got a 7-point lead. He still should hang on, but I'm going to lay some off there. That's one of those where if you lose, it's like, well, nobody would have blamed me for losing. Because let's just say it ends tonight. He's going to get overcome by 17 points. If they win, he's going to be a catalyst for it. So you know what I mean? So
Yes. If the series ends tonight, that'll be a winning ticket, not a doubt about it, which is maybe even another reason. Also, and this is why, obviously, we, you know, when people say, oh, what should I do here? It's about where you're personally at. I have a piece of him and LeBron, so I'm already invested in more than just Jamal Murray, if that makes sense. So this would now be me adding a third guy to the fold there, right? So I'm not going to make that. Although, again, I realistically, with the way the numbers are, I could grab a piece of everybody, lock in profit, and let it be what it is. But I think you're right. I think I'm going to let it ride. The rebounds leader, let me give you the – what are the specifics on that? Where's a – Jokic is at 44. AD's at 42. Two more rebounds for Anthony Davis, plus 125.
Yeah, I think Anthony Davis crushes tonight again. I think Anthony Davis gets close to 20 boards. I do. I just think that even if they lose, those two superstars can't go into the offseason on a sweep and a bad performance in game number 4. So I'm pretty high on the Lakers from that perspective. One more segment to go. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get out of here for the day. Major League Baseball tonight. You guys know how I do it. Now, I don't have an RBI prop listed up yet. There's going to be a few coming tonight. We'll see if we can squeeze a team total into it and cash in on that ticket. But today, you know, we had some pretty good same game parlays up. Kevin won his last one. I think I've lost my last three same game parlays. Now, the last one I actually hit was a baseball one, I believe, from Wednesday, I would like to say. But back at it tonight, LeBron James for me to get 20 or more points, LeBron James to get 8 or more assists, Austin Reaves to get 15 or more points tonight, and Nikola Jokic to get 8 or more assists. That was a plus 211 price, and that was my save the best for last. Kevin's, now it's my turn. Jokic to get 25 or more, and Jamal Murray under 29.5 points. If that hits, it's a plus 105 price. JP, where are you at tonight?
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Anthony Davis over points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, I like it. It should be a fun game to watch, and again, not from a fan perspective, just from a, hey, I like sports, and I like them to continue. The NBA's been really fun in the playoffs, basically, up till the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. It would be nice to get another game here. And tomorrow night, I don't even like the Celtics, Kevin. Celtics go out and, you know, get a win, then you can start pushing that envelope back. Can they fold in the series? Is this what the Celtics needed? I just don't, you know what I don't want to see, Kevin? 131-100 Nuggets, 131-100 Heat in the final game. You know what I mean? Like, come on now.
No,
like this, I mean, there better be some drama at least.
Yes, but can I just say, like, it will be incredible to watch if Boston wins game four. And we're going to go back
line
to
line spread series.
Donnie, they're going to be a 10-point favorite. They're going to be only plus 130 to win the series. I mean, it's going to be the most ridiculous stuff you've ever seen if they're able to win game four, and it'll almost be worth it just for Miami to close it out in Boston.
Yep, and here's what you know how this works out, because if you are a fan of those teams, right? Game number five, Jimmy Butler sprains his ankle. Nikola Jokic, game number five, sprains his ankle. See what I mean? Like, you have to close the door when the door needs to be closed. Put that on a t-shirt, sell that, and make $1 million. But I'll do it for today's show here on a Monday. And as always, JP making us good. Look good here on the Wheels of Steel. It's Donnie and Kevin. Tomorrow's a Tuesday. We'll be back. Will we have a Lakers series still? Find out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.